Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is May 12th. I repeat, Mother's Day is May 12th. Let's not forget it. Our moms are the most important thing on this earth, and Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom so easy. You can shop by price. You can do 25 and under or 100 and under. You can shop all categories, fragrance, handbags, gift lists. You can even get gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And there's stuff for grandma, there's stuff for aunts. There's always top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras. Go to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect Mother's Day gift. And remember, Mother's Day is May 12th. This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Look at you pulling up from Beige News. Okay, prepared.
I have so many things I want to talk about.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you
really
drunk?
Just one. Drunk? You'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd like if I had a problem.
No, you just are in such a good mood. Like, you're so light.
Oh my God, how depressed am I usually? How bitchy.
Does she not seem like in a very happy, goofy mood?
She seems like she's in a nice, even keel, happy mood.
Are you
how
high?
Unpleasant am I usually?
No, you can't flip it to me, first of all. I'm not on the pot. Go ahead.
Hello.
How convenient.
Hello, my grated cheese gigglers.
Yes.
Paige is back from Italy, and she's a new person. She is like so
I'm a
refreshed.
Pillar of the health community.
A pillar of positivity.
And non-toxic positivity, like real positivity. Do you want to know what I... First of all, I'm not drunk, but I'm probably a little loopy because yeah. I've been up since 4 a.m.
Oh, wait, you're jet lagged. That's what's going on.
I'm fully jet lagged.
That's what's going on. I know you so well. I just knew some...
No, I'm not right.
Something wasn't connecting.
I woke up and I made a smoothie. Got my Nutribullet out from retirement that I didn't even remember I had that I bought 6 years ago. Threw some fucking berries in there. Did a yoga flow.
No, you didn't.
Folded my laundry. Called my mom.
And
I was a full dad today. I put in a full day before you even woke up. And I've been waiting to say that to anyone today.
And then right after they tell you that, they take a nap. I'm like, Dad, well, you're sleeping from 10 a.m. to 4.
Literally, my dad goes to bed at 8 p.m. I'm like, so did you do more?
My dad wakes everyone up at 7 a.m. and then he sleeps the entire day.
You know how you always see, like, TikToks or whatever, or you hear stories of, like, people's parents on vacation and, like, mm-hmm. how annoying the dads are in the morning? I never had that kind of dad. Like, we didn't go on vacation, and, like, I don't ever remember, like, waking up early and, like, going and doing activities. Something came over my father this trip that every single night at dinner, it was the same conversation. So, is anyone going to wake up tomorrow for breakfast? This man was going to breakfast at 7 a.m. 7 a.m.
Also, like, when did this become a military outing?
I texted him this morning. while we were all on jet lag at 5 a.m. and I said, anyone ready for breakfast? You motherfucker.
But the thing is, if I'm going to get up for breakfast early, it will be on vacation when they have like really dope breakfast.
Yeah. Italy like doesn't really do breakfast. Like they freak out when it comes to breakfast.
No, Italy serves dessert and calls it breakfast. They go, here's a cake.
Yeah, they're like, they don't know what's happening. But then I feel like they also try and cater to like Americans. So yeah. They're like, prosciutto? Like, it's kind of like bacon. I'm like, I don't know if I want that though with syrup. But, you know, so the breakfast is trash, I think, in Italy. Nothing in Italy is trash. But I think the breakfast is not like the highest on my list.
No.
And then they would bring you coffee in like little coffee pots, okay? Everyone yes. would get their own little coffee pot.
Cute.
And I would say that there's like 6 to 7 cups in that pot. We would go down to meet my dad in the morning and he'd be 2 pots deep. This man would be 14 cups of coffee in. He would have scaled the perimeter twice, made sure everything was okay, and then we could go to the pool. I felt like my dad had turned into Will Ferrell during that kicking and screaming movie. Like he had like got 2 Italians on the team and then he's like obsessed with espresso. Like the man's never had espresso, and if you refused it, it was like you put shame on his family. I was like, this is the first time you've ever fucking had it.
I can't handle it. You today, you are iconic in every sense of the word. Also,
I think it's my tan. I feel different.
True. I looked in the mirror today because I went outside for like 15 minutes in Louisville. Mm-hmm. It was pretty much like your tan.
Is that
vacation.
Why you're wearing what you're wearing?
I am wearing a hunting outfit, a camo outfit. Are you laughing?
No.
Oh, now never. You're in the pod.
No. Now he wants to be on the pod. Cool. I am wearing camo in an ironic way.
Okay.
Because when a New Yorker girl wears camo, she's silly. She's artsy. Quirky. She's quirky.
Yeah.
But then I have people in my DMs being like, you just look like my neighbor.
Go Badgers.
Go Badgers.
It's in all I can
But think. I like it. I think it's a mistake. And also people say like, I can hide.
You can hide. Where would one buy a shirt like that?
My Amazon storefront.
I knew you were going to say it. Amazon storefront.
My Amazon
so
storefront.
Funny. I actually had a meeting today at Amazon. Not only did we ban your storefront, but...
Did they ask about my Amazon storefront?
I brought it up.
And that is what friends are for. Find a friend who talks about your Amazon storefront when you're not there. Was it a negative way?
No, it wasn't. It was half negative.
They're like,
half
give
positive.
Me an example of a storefront that is not good for the community. What's watering down the Amazon brand? Which creators should we change their password to ASAP?
404, page not found. In this meeting, and we're talking about like ideas and what we can do next and what like how are we growing the Amazon? Like, what are we doing? Blah, blah, blah.
Because you're fully the COO.
I literally...
The CFO,
I was
the
about
Chief
to be like,
Fashion
we,
Officer of
can
Amazon.
Can we dial Jeff in? Like, I need Jeffy. Answers. But so we're talking, and I was like, well, like, my friend Hannah, and like, I always say that, but everyone knows. And I'm like, I really think there's an opportunity to do something really funny with Hannah because she has a storefront. And I just paused for everyone's reactions. I was like, no, I know. She has a storefront. But it's totally different than mine. It's totally different.
Like, it's her own just passion project.
Your storefront is so you.
It really is. When was the last time you looked at it? I updated it recently.
I actually looked at it not too long ago, and I bought something from it. I needed something for our podcast thing.
Thank you for those 7 cents. Drink some me tonight. Speaking of dads on vacation, I'm not done. Mm. You saw the TikTok trend of every dad on vacation where, like, they have nothing with them, mm-hmm. like, not a bag, mm-hmm. maybe holding, like, the mom's purse, mm-hmm. but then the same, like, New Balance sneakers
yep.
and the same shorts. Mm-hmm. Where do they get these khaki shorts?
There's a dad store somewhere that they're, like, I feel like it's, like, when you get older and you get, like, an AARP in the mail. There's some point in their 40s where yeah. it's like, here's the short story.
Yeah, and I think their wives just give up on them.
At that point. At that point, yeah.
I also, what's it called, the hats that everyone's wearing, ironically? It's called, like,
Bass Pro Shop?
Bass Pro Shop. I didn't know it was a real store.
Yeah,
I went to Oklahoma and there was a Bass Pro Shop. And
I've never seen one in the flesh.
I saw it. It was huge. And someone was like, do you want to go in? And they were like, they have guns. And I was like, what? And then I thought it'd be so funny to like vlog me going into a Bass Pro Shop being like, do you have a baby blue revolver? And asking about the guns.
No, the South is different. It's so different. One time, I wasn't even in the South. I was in Delaware, but it might as well be the South. I walked into a grocery store. There was people standing next to me. Hannah, gun to my head, if you asked me what did they just have a conversation about, I would have died right then and there. It was, I looked at Craig and I was like, was that, what did they just say?
Could he understand them?
He understood them perfectly. Mm-hmm. He spoke Delawarean. But it was around Thanksgiving and they were talking about.
They won't open their mouth.
They do. Okay, that's what
it is. It's one syllable the whole time.
It's monotone, but their mouth stays the same. And it was about deep frying turkeys. And they said, well, if you deep fry a turkey, you can actually just take a hanger and stick it up there. You don't have to buy all the contraption. And I was like, what?
Also, everyone in the South sounds like they're blackout.
Yes.
Because I went to Louisville.
Yep.
It's not Louisville.
Okay.
It's not Louisville. You have to say Louisville. And I'm like, guys, I can't do that. And they were like, pretend you have like 10 grapes in your mouth and you're blackout. And I was like, Louisville. And they were like, perfect. And I'm like,
nailed it.
But then I was saying at my show, I got off the plane and I was in Kentucky and I saw, you can't say Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's called KFC. But okay. I saw a KFC in Kentucky.
In its home state.
I felt like I was in Paris looking at the Louvre.
Yes.
And I was looking around. I'm like, is anyone else admiring?
I'm so glad. Oh, my God, Hannah. We're so simpatico. Because I'm so glad that you're telling this story, that you are having an appreciation for
the culture.
One of America's best fast food chains.
Thank you.
Because all while I'm in Europe, I kept saying, what day are we going to get McDonald's? Anyone want to get McDonald's? And everyone looked at me like I was absolutely out of my tree. I'm in Spain, okay, and me and Craig have to go to this dinner. I like filmed this show in Spain. I'll tell the gigglers like when it all comes out, but whatever. It was really fun, and it mm-hmm. was the guy that was the host of it was this Italian hairstylist. Didn't speak a lick of English. Let me tell you.
Did they warn you?
I mean, he did speak English, yeah. But like there was a lot of head nodding coming from my mm-hmm. area. Mm-hmm. But I went out to dinner with him the night before. And it was very traditional Spain foods. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try it all, okay? I'm going to put it in my mouth. I'm going to try it all. I'm going to tell you I love it.
Yes.
Because I'm also, like, working for this guy the next day. What I'm going to say, like, the dinner he brought me to. And he's raving about it. He's like, this is the best thing you could ever
eat. They do tapas, right?
They do tapas. It was a very fish-centric meal.
Do you like fish?
I like it cooked. I sure do. Hannah, I had shrimp carpaccio.
Yeah.
They take shrimp, they hammer it, they flatten it out nice, make it look really pretty. Flesh. Looks like literal flesh.
Mm-hmm, like semen.
I had to put it on bread and eat it and smile. I had to put it on bread, eat it, and smile. Immediately got back to my hotel room and ordered McDonald's like a normal fucking person.
Wait, you're so happy he doesn't speak English, so he...
He's not listening to this podcast. He's not listening to this podcast.
Again, that's one of those fancy foods that I'm like, I can make that. Like, I could make that.
If I come to your house in the Hamptons this summer and you're serving up shrimp carpaccio, I'll lose it. I'll literally lose my mind.
Did you ask what things were? You were just like, oh, I know.
After the second course, I thought it best not to. Because I, as this man's talking, I'm trying not to vomit. Because you know I have my vomiting. And then I'm pushing things. Craig had to eat double to not insult this guy. He liked some of it.
Yeah.
But I could see him sweating. Like, he's sweating, but he has to eat what's on my plate. Because he knows I'll throw up right at the table. Don't tempt me with a good time. So, a lot of things happened.
Carpaccio sounds like a cute pet name. Carpaccio.
Wait,
Carpaccio.
Is that my cat's name? Carpaccio?
I think pesto.
Oh, that is cute. Carpaccio also sounds like it is a mafia boss, like Mr. Carpaccio, you know? You have to say it like that, though.
Wait, so did you have any run-ins with the mafia? And we can make that joke because we are Italian. And she did have run-ins with the mafia.
Did I have any run-ins? Not that I was aware of. Mm. You know when you, like, spend a lot of time with people on vacation, like, certain quirks start to come out? Mm-hmm. And I was afraid for my family to, like, see all of Craig's quirks. Mm-hmm. But one of them is that he thinks that he will be asked to be in the CIA at some point in his lifetime. It's the same with, like, he's landing the plane. He's killing a shark. He's landing in the plane. He's also going to be in the CIA. So that's just something I live with on my day-to-day basis, dating him.
But, like, what if he's a master manifester and it's going to happen? Because he's manifesting.
He's manifesting. And I've pointed out all the reasons on why that's not going to happen to him. Okay, and I'm like, you have the biggest mouth ever. You would tell everyone you're in the CIA. And he was like, but that's the perfect cover-up. Like, if I'm talking about it, no one's going to think I'm in the CIA. Yeah,
someone's going to see me on Southern Charm and be like, no one would think this guy would be in the CIA.
And that delusion has carried over to me that I think on every vacation, I'm going to get involved with, like, a huge cartel.
Yes.
Or the mafia.
Yes.
Like, I'm just waiting for them to come up to me and be like, you're now a part of our cult.
Because, you know, you thought you were going to get kidnapped, and now you realize, no, I'm the kidnapper.
I'm the kidnapper. I'm not the kidnappy. In Italy, I'm the kidnapper.
You saw that documentary about the girl who accidentally ended up going to jail for drug trafficking.
Yep.
That's a pretty big fear of mine. I guess, are you like me? Every time I, like, walk through any security of any kind, especially the airport, I'm like, do I have cocaine in my pussy?
No, you and Craig are the same.
No, like, they'll look at me in a type of way, and I'm like, oh, they know. They know.
Can I tell you a crazy thing that happened to me at TSA leaving fucking Spain?
What?
It's early in the morning, okay? We're going through security at, like, 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through. I get through. My bags come through. Everything's great. And he's like, I have to go through your bag again. Okay, great. I have nothing in there. I think I had a weed pen in there, but I'm not even thinking. I'm not even worried about it. Like, I've got my cover story. It's nicotine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that's doing the TSA, now Craig gets through. Now other people behind me, they get through. They're going. He leaves. He's like, I'll be right back. And I'm like, where is this fucking guy going? He goes and gets two police officers. Okay. Now I'm starting to, like, sweat a little. And I'm, like, looking around, like, what's going on? Is Craig freaking out? Craig's calm, cool, and collected. I didn't know underneath he's having a full panic attack because he also thinks it's the weed in my bag.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm like, there's no way they're bringing two officers. I'm Googling, like.
But you never know overseas.
You never know.
Brittany Griner was put in for less.
I'm literally like, oh, my God, I manifested it. Like, I'm going to
imagine
jail.
Joe Biden be like, reality TV star Paige DeSorbo. We have to switch her.
It's all I'm thinking. I'm like, do they serve shrimp carpaccio in jail here? What is the jail food in Spain? So I'm freaking out. I'm like, breathe. So then Craig asks the officer, like, what's going on?
Can Craig speak Spanish?
So he's asking the officer what's going on. The officer's like, oh, they detected a chemical. Like, they're just doing another check. They take my passport. They run my stuff to see if I'm on, like, Ed type
like,
of
I'm
list.
You're like, I'm TSA pre.
I'm like, I'm literally clear in America. You guys don't have it?
I have clear.
I'm global entry. I think my DHgate bag had some crazy chemicals on it, and they thought I was making a bomb. Because they didn't even go in my bag. They took nothing out of my bag. I could see my weed pen. The guy, like, looked at it, didn't. He's rubbing all these, like, swabs on my bag. I was this close to being like, it's DHgate. It's DHgate.
All the girlies are around you, and you're like, it's
real. I'm like,
no.
Like, and it's embarrassing, too.
This is hilarious, because you told me you did a DHgate haul.
Yeah.
If you don't know what DHgate is, it's where we get our fake shit. Watch us go straight to jail after saying this. But
no, literally.
Whatever. It's very high quality.
and highly illegal.
Highly illegal.
You live on the edge.
It's like millennial women's LimeWire.
It's fully LimeWire.
You're like, everyone does it, but anyone can go to jail at any point.
And we're just waiting. Like, who is getting an officer at their front door?
That's crazy. So they're checking the bag. And you're just like,
there was no other explanation. There was no, like, they kept saying a chemical, but then they did my hands and I didn't have, like, no chemicals came up on my hands.
I feel like Craig was low-key jealous that you seemed like a spy.
I was like, well, obviously, like, they're checking all of my stuff because I have secrets from the government and they know it.
And he's like, that's not true. Wait, how jealous would he be if you got the call?
To be a spy.
Yeah. It would be like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, except only Mrs. Smith is the FBI agent.
He would cry so hard. I'd have to, like, say, it literally, it's like my child. I'd have to say, you're also a spy too. You can come. Watch mommy work.
But I really feel like you look like a spy. Every spy movie, it's always like the seductive, yeah, like
she's mysterious,
tiny, like
if I could speak another language.
Oh my god,
spy.
That's why I'm like a little annoyed with this. Like he can speak Mandarin, he speaks Gaelic, yeah, he speaks English. Why can't he speak Spanish?
Well, you can't speak anything, but you're mad he doesn't know a fourth language?
Yes. Like, it's literally
what an underachiever.
It's the most, besides Mandarin, it's the most spoken language, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm probably making that up, but like, there's many times when I'm like, you don't fucking know Spanish? That's like high school shit.
Right.
Yes,
I mean,
I
took 8 years of it. I couldn't say one thing.
I like think I'm delusional. Like, I think I know Spanish. And then I always crack under pressure. Like, I'll know more.
Yeah, because you don't know Spanish.
No, but I'm like, I know the words. And then they'll start talking to me, and I will full go Spanglish every time. I'll be like, yo, don't know what's going on.
When we were in Spain, Craig would add one Spanish word into an yeah, English sentence. He's Spanglish. Like, donde, bathroom? I'm like, that you're not speaking Spanish.
But did you see Hilaria Baldwin?
In Spain?
Yes.
I saw her family.
You saw her family.
And they had a Boston accent.
Is there anything else we need to know from your amazing Italian vacation?
I wasn't bloated at all. I didn't bloat one time.
Did you have diarrhea?
No.
Did you puke?
I puked once, but that's because I was drinking. But I got home, immediate bloating. I didn't even, it was like my body was like, oh, we're back in New York. Let's bloat. And I, yesterday, I'm not kidding, I took a pregnancy test. I was like, I got home and the baby's dropped. Like, there's no way that this is just me bloating. Craig was concerned. He kept coming up and poking my stomach. He's like, this isn't normal. And I was like, no, this is just like being a girl.
Oh, so you're at the point now where you'll show him the full bloat.
No, it was low-rise pajama pants, crop top, belly out. I was in such pain. I was also holding my stomach like,
like
it was
a baby.
It
does make you feel better with the bloat when you're like, well, I love this child.
I literally kept looking at myself in the mirror and I was like, wait, but how fucking cute am I pregnant? He's like, it's not funny. I was like, adorable. I did start to think like, okay, if this pregnancy test comes up positive, my first thought was, am I going to tell my mom? And then I was like, I'm 30. I'm 30.
No, you are a child
bride. And no, I wouldn't tell my mom.
You're a child bride. Speaking of babies, Kourtney Kardashian mm-hmm. is having another baby. And I'm so happy because what does the world need but another Kardashian?
100%.
And I have to make an announcement. You know, I've never, ever fully watched the Kardashians from, like, the beginning of a season to the end. Like, it'll always be on.
Okay.
But I've never been, like, I'm watching this show. Like, I'll watch parts of it. I've never committed to watching the Kardashians. I don't know what, why. I think I'm going to commit and watch this season coming up. Because I feel like there's, like, real drama between Kim Courtney.
I think I've watched every single episode of every single season.
How do you think this next season is going to be?
I'm currently watching this season.
Oh, is it already out?
Yeah. You're doing great so far. You're doing literally amazing.
I was like, I am going to commit my life to this.
It's
when does it come
over?
out?
I think we're six episodes deep.
Is it good?
It's good. They drag out a lot of their stuff. And I just like looking at them. It's funny to watch the reality show because obviously like we know how like things are made in reality TV and like how like Kim went out to lunch with Scott and the conversation was 20 seconds. They said three things to each other. Yeah. And it was like that was a scene that they dragged out into like 2 minutes and it was like nothing happened there.
Yeah.
They drag a lot of stuff out. Honestly, if you're really going to try and commit, I would go when they're in their first house. Like, the first couple seasons.
That's the best.
Yeah, they're
unbeatable. Is there actual beef between Kim and Courtney right now, or is it not really?
I think it's over now, but there is legitimate beef. Like, they weren't speaking. So the drama is, so Courtney and Travis did their wedding, and it was all Dolce & Gabbana, like, sponsor. Like, they made her dress. They did all the stuff, and it was a Dolce & Gabbana wedding. 6 months after that, Dolce & Gabbana asked Kim to be the creative director of their next runway show, mm-hmm. pull all the looks she wanted, mm-hmm. and basically, like, walk down the runway after the show, like, I put all the looks together.
Yeah.
Courtney thought that it was too soon after her wedding and that Kim was taking the spotlight of having this like Dolce & Gabbana moment.
Mm-hmm.
But Kim was like, this is too good of an opportunity to say no to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've wanted to do this my whole life. I'm mm-hmm. the curator of their fashion show. Like, no one gets to do that.
Yeah. It's like weird sister competitiveness.
Very weird sister competitiveness.
Also, like, there's a little birdie that reached out to us.
Yes. That said Kim is a giggler.
That said that Kim may listen to this podcast.
Kim would know who we were if someone showed a picture and also said a lot of things about us. And then, and then it would maybe, possibly, potentially click. This is a Kimberly Noel Kardashian.
But I feel like to any podcast. Celebs, we never go, we're never below the belt because everyone is human.
We're never below the belt. And also, what if we meet them? Think I'm going to talk about Emrata? That's your best friend. Why would I do that? Did you see her looking...
amazing in her Jacquemus?
Looking so... How do you say... Jacquemus? Jacquemus?
Jacquemus?
Stunning.
Yeah, she looks great. Okay.
Did you text her?
I DM'd. You're... I feel like you think I'm cheating on you right now. You're
well,
like,
you
did
are.
You text?
It's not, I think.
She looks just like you. I get you guys confused sometimes. Also, I feel like I should drop some, I feel like I should finally drop the tea of the celebrity who DM'd me. Do you think?
Do you want to ruin your marriage?
Des knows.
Are you trying to get divorced?
No.
You know what, actually, have? Did you ever tell Des that like when that happened that I was like, so what are we doing?
For people who don't know, it was the day before I was going to my bachelorette party. And
yes.
I was sitting on the couch. I got a DM. I messaged Paige. Paige goes... where do I hide the body?
Yeah, like, what do we do?
She was like, I'm, let's be honest.
Whatever you're down for, I'm down for.
So when I first said this on the pod, I didn't want to say anything because whatever, but like now it's like past, like no one cares. And the gigglers all figured it out.
Yeah.
And I don't follow him.
Yep.
I don't think he follows me.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck they know,
mm-hmm.
but they knew. And they asked us at like two live shows, so I feel like I can't tell some gigglers
yeah.
about the other gigglers.
We were showing favoritism.
The guy who DM'd me before my bachelorette party was Charlie Puth, and he wrote, I like you.
You want to know something? I kind of love that as a...
opener.
Yeah. Because if your opening line to me is like, hey, what's up next? Like, I'm probably
oh, yeah,
not
that means
responding.
I have to put in work.
I'm like, I don't know what's up, but yeah. Like, if someone DM'd me and was like, we're dating, I'd be like, all right.
So the funniest thing about it is that both our moms are obsessed with Charlie Puth.
Yes.
And I didn't know this. I told my mom and she was like, he has perfect pitch.
Okay. My mom saw him in one interview and was like, he just seems so nice.
He does seem nice.
I'm like, mom, that's good PR.
Wouldn't... not my traditional type.
No. I'm going to be honest. I can't picture what he looks like.
He has this thing on his eyebrow.
I got to pull it up because for whatever reason.
I think is a scar, which can take a guy from a 6 to a 10 if you have a scar on your face because it means you've seen some shit and you've been through adversity. But I just took it as a compliment from an artist seeing another artist. I think he was saying he likes my work.
Yeah, he was basically like, you're a woman in the arts and I respect it.
Yes.
You never even opened it.
I never opened it.
Wow.
But I want to say publicly, Charlie, thank you. But I am a taken woman.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, even though I'm not available, both our mothers want to fuck you.
Yeah, no, my mom thinks that he would be a great husband. Never met him. Doesn't know a thing
no,
about
my
him.
My mom's obsessed with Charlie Puth.
Sorry, not to blow up your spot, but Paige Puth is kind of a dynamite name. Paige Puth?
Wait, what if you end up with Charlie Puth?
I don't think I will, but you literally never know. I might move to Italy and sell lemons on the side of the street.
We
That's
thought
like
about
where
it.
I'm at.
I will jump on some grapes in Italy.
Yeah.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different things that stress us out, trigger us, and if you're like me, then you keep it all bottled up and then one day you just explode. But let's not do that, because there's just so many things that the men will do before they go to therapy, but we're women, so let's get into it. If you're looking for an excuse to start therapy, then here it is. BetterHelp is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
So if appointments after work are better for you, or maybe in the middle of the day is best for your schedule, you can make it happen with BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GigglySquad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GigglySquad.
I am so happy that it's spring. Spring is actually probably my favorite season. Winter is too cold, summer is too much pressure, but spring just, I love doing spring cleaning. I love getting rid of things. I love starting a workout routine. You guys know that I've been trying to work out more and more. So I have the best news ever, and it's that Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm and to tap into your power and build towards your summer. Peloton has classes for everyone. If you only want to do something for 5 minutes, then Peloton has something for you. If you want to try yoga or if you want to do a walking class, then Peloton has it for you. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. I like that when you do like a few workouts and you know which one's your favorite, they just like automatically give you more exactly like that. I feel like it just keeps your fitness journey fresh for every day. So get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15.
Oh my God, did you see all the Alex Earl stuff?
So I go to the J-Law premiere, right?
Yes.
For the movie. And I'm sitting there. I sit down. Okay. Oh, this is such good celebrity gossip this episode. I sit down with my mom. Mm-hmm. Adorable. Pilot Pete's right there.
Okay.
I'm actually so weird with famous people. Like, I don't know how to act.
Yeah.
I never am cool. Just like, hey, I like your show.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I didn't watch it, but I fully know who Pilot Pete is. He's sitting next to another guy who I didn't know, but I think's on The Bachelor. And the guy goes, oh, you're a comedian on TikTok. And I was like, thanks. And then Pilot Pete is asking me questions about comedy. And like, you know, Pilot Pete and I are like besties.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come to the stand.
Watch out, Charlie Puth. It's all about Pilot Pete.
He kind of reminded me of Craig a little bit, Pilot Pete. But like,
he talked nonstop.
He was chatty. He was very nice.
Chatty.
Not Southern. Like Craig, if he wasn't Southern.
They both have a good head of
they're
hair.
They're both sweet with a good head of hair. I don't know. Anyway, he's giving me like Pilot Craig.
Yep.
If Craig could fly a plane.
If Craig, in fact, could land the hijacked plane.
So my mom's texting me. She goes, that guy's on The Bachelor. I'm like, I know, bitch. I'm in a full, like, I'm fully acting at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And someone texts me, oh, Ali Shapiro, Jill Zarin's daughter.
Yep.
She comes in, she goes, Hannah, how are you? I'm going to see you in the Hamptons
you
this summer.
You have to do that voice when you're talking about
that. And I was like, Jill, where you been? Yep. Where's Jill, Ali? This is my mom.
Yep.
You're going to play tennis this summer. Anyway, she leaves. She texts me. She goes, oh my God, Alex is behind you. Alex Earle sits right behind me.
First of all, no one's talking about how pretty Alex Earle's sister is.
With her sister.
Justice for the brunette one.
Brunette. No one talks about it. They both have had their like glow up, you know? And I love that they're together, sisters.
Yep.
So immediately, I'm done freaking out about Pilot Pete. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like...
You're fully Alex Earle mode.
I'm like, Pilot Pete, shut up.
Yeah. Like, literally, put a sock in it.
I was like, Pete. I'm trying to get Alex Earle's attention. But then I'm like... The moment has to be organic. It has to be natural. And then I think, like, I wouldn't want someone in front of me to just turn around and be like, hi.
Yeah.
So, and I, like, we have some mutual friends. Yep. I want it to be, like, normal. And I just, like, never got the balls.
You never did it. You never turned.
Never turned. I mean, I think, like, I, like, fake turned once or twice.
Yeah, you smiled.
Didn't make eye contact.
Okay.
She was right behind me.
She was sitting behind you. So you're more famous than her. I mean.
I don't think that's how it worked.
Oh, okay.
But. I like heard her. She's loving the movie, you know. She's mm-hmm. just
she's cute.
She's a baby.
She's a baby.
She's a 23-year-old.
She's so just like living her life.
But then this girl next to me, or behind me, but over to the side, who I was talking to also, just gets up and is walking past, and she goes, "Oh, Alex Earle, slay." Period. And then she keeps walking.
I love Gen Z so much.
I was like, "That's what I should have done. I should just Alex Earle, slay."
How did you not think of that?
I didn't think Gen Z quick enough.
Yeah.
So Alex Earle is my best friend now.
Yes.
Even afterwards, I was like, we left.
If I see you commenting on Alex Earle video saying, oh my God, Alex Earle, slay, period.
Alex Earle comments on our friends' videos, I feel like. She hung out with Claudia this weekend.
Okay.
Like so that's why I don't want to force it. I want it
it's
to be
gonna
like,
come natural.
We're introduced naturally.
Okay.
Not me like turning around in movie theater being like.
And now I feel like. Oh my God, does she look at, when I was 22, and if I heard someone was 30, I'd be like, oh, good luck out there, you know? Like, would we be so old to her?
I think she would just be like, look at these business women. These working women. She has a couple grays from reality TV, and she's wise.
Look at these young moms.
She goes, did you guys get a babysitter today?
Oh,
my
God.
But the funny thing, too, is, like, I don't even watch Alex Earle's videos. It's more just the phenomenon that is
her, Alex Earle.
How the internet can make someone so relevant.
How would you feel if you were Sofia Culpo?
Can you explain what's going on?
Oh, there's so much. Okay, so basically, Braxton.
Which,
it says it all in the name. It says it all in the name. I feel like Braxton, I don't know this man. I'm never going to meet this man, but I know this man. You know? Like, I know Braxton. Braxton's coming in with his new sneakers.
Braxton,
he's bopping around.
Grew up and he was telling his mom to shut up.
Yeah.
You
Braxton
know that for a fact.
Age four said, fuck you, mom.
And the mom said, thank you.
Yeah.
Braxton probably has chlamydia, but will blame it on you.
You gave it to him. Braxton has gotten a DUI, never been convicted. Just called his dad. Braxton wanted to start a line of hats because he had different ideas than other hat companies.
Are you talking about Craig? Who are you talking about?
Braxton. I love when we...
Braxton goes to Surf Lodge with Harmon.
Harmon is Braxton's drug dealer. He only does designer drugs.
Paige, I can't breathe.
Okay. Like Braxton also has never eaten sushi.
True. Or he gets California rolls.
Yeah.
Braxton, how do you call a man Braxton? Like, hey, Braxton.
Imagine fucking him.
Braxton. So good.
I feel like it's like an instrument, like the name of an instrument no one wanted to play in like third grade. Like, I'm not playing the Braxton. It's so embarrassing.
Braxton sounds like a form of birth control that I forgot to take. Oh, I forgot to take my Braxton.
If Braxton isn't for you, check with your physician. May cause bleeding for 7 days. May cause chlamydia.
Braxton will accidentally hit your butthole during sex and try to do anal.
Okay, so Braxton is... has a reading level of fourth grade. No, okay, so we don't know this man, but this is, honestly, we're being so mean to him, but like,
him.
It is all true.
But Sophia's listening right now, and she's like,
So he is like, he literally can't read.
We're about to pick sides.
No, we're about to fully pick sides. Okay, so Braxton's dating Sophia. They break up in May. Immediately thereafter, there's rumors that he's like spotted out in Miami with Alex Earl. Now, I feel like as women, every woman has been on both sides. You've been the ex-girlfriend. You've also been the new girlfriend. Mm-hmm. With Sophia being a brunette.
Wait, was Sophia engaged to him?
No.
Okay.
With Sophia being a brunette and then seeing your boyfriend go date a blonde with double D boobs, homicide for me. Yeah. It's homicide for me. Like, I would be...
This is our biggest nightmare.
This is... No, literally, if any boyfriend after me dates a blonde with double Ds, it's like, what, you didn't like anything about me.
Like, you ruined the whole species of brunette for him.
Yeah.
Or it's like, he just wants the opposite to not remind him of you. Braxton dates blondes.
No, I feel like we need Braxton on the pod.
Is it Sophia or Sophia?
Sophia.
Sophia. Braxton's date the cheerleader, the blonde cheerleader. Yeah. They don't date girls named Sophia Culpo. Braxton doesn't even eat Italian food. Wait, I'm talking about Craig. Continue.
I'd love to know Braxton's middle name. Like, it's imperative moving forward that I find out what Braxton's middle name is. I feel like it's something stupid. Like stream.
Like seven.
Yeah. Like waterfall. Okay, so they get seen out like this past weekend or whatever. Sophia posts a TikTok that is now deleted, but the caption was like, call me when the love bombing stops.
And it was like when he found his next supply.
Yes. And so many people were commenting on Sophia's thing, being like, you got to get over it. Like, it's get over it. And I felt bad for her because she's clearly going through something. Mm-hmm. She's not going through a normal breakup, one, because it's public. Mm-hmm. And two, he started dating the most famous girl.
21-year-old on TikTok.
On TikTok, right. But then I feel like Alex is going through her own journey too. Like, obviously, yes, she's probably got to deal with some of the Sophia stuff, but yes, she's going through her own journey. She had posted a TikTok doing a get ready with me while she's like staying with Braxton, throwing a dig at her ex, Tyler Wade, saying, oh, I'm staying with this guy this weekend. She doesn't say Braxton's name. Mm-hmm. And I have to do a get ready with me. And it's so nice to do one where he, like, someone's not yelling at me while I do it.
This is the thing. The girlies are dealing with their traumas. Yes. They're all just dealing and
with
trying to cope with
their own individual traumas.
My two cents, and we don't know Braxton.
No,
but
we
let's
don't
say if he was a narcissist. Mm-hmm. As someone who has dated multiple narcissists, mm-hmm, I love a narcissist. It's my canon event.
Yeah. We'll get to
They're so charming.
Yeah.
They're they love bomb you. And I'm immediately like, finally,
this guy
someone
gets
me.
Yeah.
So
this guy's got a brain on him.
Especially when you're in the public eye. Once he starts losing control of you, he then will bash you, mm-hmm, in the public. Mm-hmm. Like, he will say things about you. Mm-hmm. And once you can realize that you can't control what he does and what people think of you, that's the first step of healing. And the second step is knowing that eventually the next girl he's with will be commenting on your Instagrams and,
right,
being like, LOL, I'm so happy that I got through that.
Yep.
But Sophia's
got to find the girlfriend before her. She's got to commiserate with whoever was before her.
With the Sophia thing, like, maybe she wants some attention, like, mm-hmm, to get some followers.
Sophia's also young, too.
Is she? Yeah.
Like, she's young. She's going through a very public breakup. Like, okay, if I had a nickel for every time I've seen someone post some dumb quote after a breakup, like, okay, she made a TikTok with like
for
a
sure
cheeky.
She could have
caption
done one calling him a narcissist and having his next supply. What, she was not in a good mood that moment.
No.
She wasn't being her best self.
She chose violence.
She chose pure violence.
Yeah.
But for the people commenting, telling her, like, don't be upset,
yeah,
it's like she's going through some shit.
No.
So I'm not picking sides because I support women in the arts.
No, I support both of them. I supported Alex more after she made the Tyler Wade comment because,
yeah,
I was like, oh, she's got her own trauma,
yeah,
that she's dealing with.
Yeah.
And Sophia has her own trauma.
Also, that's the thing. Like, it's hot girl summer.
Yeah.
Alex, for all we know, is just like, I found this other former athlete who's probably going to fuck me over too. But in the,
yeah,
moment, I'm having fun. Something happened with his ex. I don't know, but he's fun right now. And
yes,
I think, let's be honest, you're 22. That's how I thought too.
Everyone in the Hamptons after a couple drinks is fun too. Like, if I had a nickel for every drunk Hamptons night where I was like, I think that was my husband. It wasn't. It was a literal toad on the side of the road.
My thing is I have more pride than Sophia, where I would never let him know I'm hurting.
Never.
That's where I was like, okay, we have to be a little more Italian, babe.
Yeah.
Are you a culpa?
I tell Craig all the time. I'm like, if we break up, you'll never know a single thing about me ever again. How amazing.
Well, that's like, as a Leo, as you guys know, like once I'm done, I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
That's why I've never hooked up with an ex before. Because I'm actually like so done. But I love the like, I'm on to the next.
It's
she
so
needs to be on to the next.
I can't believe you've go never to Tyler Wade. Hooked up.
Go to Tyler Wade. Go to Tyler Wade.
Okay, I had a guy do that to me one time. We broke up, yes. And I was, like, hooking up with some random person, and my ex was so distraught by it, he found the guy I was hooking up with's ex-girlfriend and tried to date her.
When it's that obvious, I'm like, you're obsessed with me?
I was like, all I said to the general public, which was my group chat of friends, was if the roles were reversed,
oh my
you
God.
Would all call me fucking crazy. But because it's a guy doing it, you're like, he's going through something. Like he's like, mm-hmm. What? It's not weird. And I was mm-hmm. like, it's fucking weird.
But look, when you're dating the famous guys, when you're dating the athletes, a lot of them are into themselves and they will say whatever they want. And narcissist is a strong word to use. But she clearly was very hurt by this man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not right for her. And I hope that her healing has begun.
Yes. Let's normalize, because narcissist is a very strong word. Let's normalize that not everyone's a narcissist, but most people are assholes.
I love that.
That's our mental health moment. On my wedding day, I don't want to say, in Braxton, the moment I saw you, unless you're a German Shepherd, I'm not confessing my love to you, Braxton.
Imagine the guy that you are getting over having to see him all over the internet.
No.
It's really, really, really painful.
Yeah, I could not.
So I really hope that, like, her mental health is okay.
Yeah.
And, like, find a new man. You're Sophia Coppola. You're gorgeous.
No, literally.
There's so... Go... Charlie Puth. DM Sophia Coppola.
Seriously. Do you think Olivia could help her, like, get someone else?
I mean, there's... You know how many football players there are? Not named Braxton. Yeah. I mean, honestly, this is just good fervor. What does fervor mean?
I don't know, but you know the one football player that I do love?
Eric Decker.
No.
Oh, he's mine.
He's like a quarterback on a team.
Oh, and yeah, you like the Italian one, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay, I love him. I'm obsessed with him.
Not him.
I love him, but not him.
Oh,
the other one that's like young,
everyone's obsessed with him.
And he wears like cool outfits.
Joe Budden?
Joe.
No.
No. What? Wait, who is
Joe
that?
Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Budden's a rapper.
Yeah. Joe Budden sings that Mean Girls song.
Joseph Lee Burrow, so he definitely fought in the Civil War.
For sure. His family came over on the fucking Mayflower.
He has a girlfriend. And he's
whatever.
26.
He's so
and
young,
he's from
though.
Iowa.
Yeah, I couldn't date him anyway, but I have a boyfriend. But that surprisingly is not the reason I can't date him. I can't date him because he's from Iowa. I don't think they have air conditioning there. And he has a girl.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Moda Operandi, Ray-Ban, and Good American. I can't wait to shop beauty like Fenty and Ulta. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can really save by stacking cash back on top of deals. And during Big Give Week, the cash back is bigger than ever. It's the time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see a higher cash back rate than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Can I say something controversial?
I'd
since
love
we're
it
talking
if
about
you
sports
did.
A lot of gigglers are sending me the new Zendaya movie.
Mm-hmm.
I am so upset about the new Zendaya movie.
Why?
It's the one where you see her like having a threesome with the
yes
doubles guys. The disrespect this movie has done towards the sport of tennis. It starts off being like, she's the greatest player of all time. And it shows her holding it. The first thing you learn in tennis is when you serve, you have a continental grip.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most basic thing.
Yeah, we all knew it.
Even Paige has a fucking continental grip.
I mean, who doesn't?
Who doesn't? She's holding it like a banana. Yep. Like holding it, like imagine a baseball player and you're holding it on the wrong, like the opposite
got
end.
It.
Like that's how it looks to a tennis player.
Yep.
She's holding it like she's never played tennis before and looks like she's about to serve. And they're like, she's the greatest tennis player who ever lived. And then they're showing her playing.
Is it about some, like, is she pretending to be
to
someone?
To be the greatest tennis player that ever, like one of the greatest tennis players
got
ever.
It.
And I love a woman in sports video.
Mm-hmm.
But like, for example, the King Richard video, they got like really top players
yeah
to play the girls and make sure the strokes were like exactly like the Williams
yep
sisters, and they did the CGI and it all worked out. Zendaya's out here looking like she's playing pickleball.
Yep.
And they're like, she's the greatest who's ever
holding
played
holding a literal flaccid penis.
She's changing the world of tennis.
Yeah.
And like, I love, it's like I'm very mixed emotions because I love Zendaya.
You love
but
women
like,
in the arts.
Don't give her 2 months of tennis lessons and then think that she can represent what quality tennis looks like.
No, are you kidding? And how dare they?
Hey, I'm trying to find a comparison. It's like
there is none. It's so high level. There's no comparison to what they're doing.
No, but like think of a comparison of like a movie about fashion.
Yeah.
And all the clothes are garbage bags. And they're like,
yeah,
this is the greatest outfits we've ever seen.
It's like watching Barbie and her foot bends. You're like in no situation.
They did this with the Kirsten Dunst Wimbledon movie. Like she literally looked like she, you remember that
yes
back in the day? And it looks like you can't watch it. And I don't know if it's, I
who
feel
is
like,
she, who is the movie about? Who is
I
she
I think
being?
It's a made up thing. And they're just
oh
like, they're giving the whole like, she's the top tennis player. She has all these brand deals. She's like going to run the world, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then watching her play tennis was so disrespectful.
Oh no. Maybe Charlie can write a song about it. Where do we go from here, Anna?
No, but it's just
I
like,
know
what the fuck? And then people are like, are you so excited? I'm like, to watch my sport be disrespected on a global scale? You know what it is?
Emotions are running high.
You know what it is? It's like, you remember when Kendall Jenner did the ballet commercial like 10 years ago and everyone like reamed her out because she like
vaguely
but like she wasn't even saying she was good at ballet, she just had a ballet outfit on and was making little movements and everyone was like, this
I
is
don't
disrespectful
remember the ballet.
It's like a long time ago that
okay
was like a niche reference.
Okay, sorry.
Like I love how you know I'm heated and you're just like staying out of it. Look, it's like a literal yeah like a ballet movie.
Yeah.
And the people are literally just like flopping around. Like, and they're like, she's the greatest who's ever
like
done it.
Shrimp carpaccio, just like laying on the ground.
You love a callback.
I love a callback. I do.
So, no, I'm not happy.
So, to answer the question, wait, no one asked.
I have one more.
No, I'm not happy.
Then she breaks her leg.
Are you kidding?
No one breaks their leg on the tennis court. You sprain an ankle, you tear your ACL, you tear something. You don't break your leg.
The inauthenticity is wild.
No, and it's her like about to hit a forehand and you just hear, first of all, disgusting. Second of all, no one in the history of tennis has broken their leg like that.
It's almost like it's a parody of your sport. And it's...
I was like, is this an SNL sketch of my life?
Have you watched Black Mirror?
No, someone said it wasn't good. But I guess it's more some are good, some are not. You just have to pick.
I don't really have
ones.
Anything to compare it to because I'd never watched it before.
Oh, I've watched random episodes. I feel like some episodes are life-changing and some you're like, I want my money back.
Yeah, some of them are weird. Now I'm like having trouble remembering. Like,
they all kind of blur into
They
the
all
same kind one.
Of blur into the same one. But
what I did is I Googled like top Black Mirror episodes, then I'd watch.
The scariest ones are like ones that you're like, that's happening right now, actually.
Yes, like social media type ones.
Yeah, like everyone has, like if you needed to find anything out, if you wanted to steal anyone's identity, it's like there.
Pretty easy.
Here's your stuff.
There was one about like, it tells you when you're going to meet your soulmate. So you can go on dates and stuff, but like you have a timer, so you know the person's not your soulmate.
Okay, that I wish was real.
But like imagine you're like, okay, so what do I do?
I feel like I have that built in at home. My parents are like, not time yet. Nope, not him. We'll get back to you, but probably not.
We're gonna outsource that.
We're gonna circle back around on that one. Out of office till further notice, but we'll get back to you.
You know what I watched last night? Hmm. The Idol.
Okay, I started the first episode. People are up in arms.
Oh yeah, everyone has a very strong opinion about it.
Why are people so PO'd?
Well, there's like drama behind it. Apparently it was made by like a female director. Then The Weeknd does not support women in the arts, fired her, and reshot it from, like, his perspective.
Is it his show?
I think it is. Okay. But it was interesting, like, everyone's like, put out the other version. I want to know what it looked like from a female director.
Yeah.
So they're basically like, it was about, it's about, you know.
The industry.
The industry and, like, taking advantage of, like, women's sexuality. But then they're like, but then you make a show that's doing exactly that, but is that just meta? I thought the filming is very cool.
I thought the filming is cool. I thought Lily the outfits
Rose
are great.
Lily Rose Depp, I'm almost mad. You know, I'm mad at her.
Why?
Because where has she been?
Where has she been? Well, she's literally four, so
is she
she's
young?
Been growing up.
Is she young?
She's young. I think she's only like early 20s.
She's an example of a Nepo baby who I'm like.
Great branding. No one ever calls her a Nepo baby.
Well, they did call her Nepo baby because I think she walked in the Chanel show at 5'2".
Yep.
But this is one of those things where I'm like, I want to hire Johnny Depp's daughter to play the star role of a
film. She's so unique looking and gorgeous. And I almost feel like her, Emma Chamberlain.
She's 24.
Give me another like Gen Z-er.
Me.
Her, Emma Chamberlain. Okay, you're a great example. Lily Rose Depp. What do all three of these people have in common? Lily Rose Depp.
Gorgeous.
Hannah Berner and Emma Chamberlain.
They say slay.
I think unique, normal, girl. Like everyone's unique, normal girl. Pretty, no plastic surgery.
Not too pretty. Oh.
Like Lily Rose Depp, I
think she's had work done.
Shoot.
But
like she's
looks
a unique. Yeah, she's
no,
unique
actually,
looking.
With the lighting, the outfits, I literally was like, she's the coolest girl I've ever seen.
I think she's the hottest girl ever. Like, when she was wearing her outfits, I was like, how are you that tiny but have, like, that great of tits? I literally was screenshotting the, and I was
for
like, this is what I want my boobs to look like.
Also, she had, when she was doing the dance scene in the beginning.
I was like, she's great.
That dance scene, I respect.
Yeah.
Because it was good.
Right, because they actually got into it. They practiced.
It's like doing a whole boxing movie just slapping the whole time. What the fuck is going on, Zendaya?
No, I get that.
It's not your fault.
Do you know who's making the movie?
Like, I was like too upset.
Yeah, you couldn't.
I didn't want to know
when it
know
comes out.
I'm not going to see it. Because no one's going to watch that and be like, wow, women are really athletic. They're going to be like, wow, you can barely hit a ball and you become the greatest tennis player in the fucking world.
And broke your leg.
So the Idol was like sexual. Like I was
it's
like,
very sexual. Well, isn't it? Isn't he a cult leader? I haven't gotten past that.
I haven't gotten into
one.
It, but he's
creepy.
There was some unrealistic stuff in the first episode. Like he's a club owner. Mm-hmm. Gets on a mic and was like, that's Jocelyn, the most famous girl in the world. I'm going to go dance with you. Goes right up to her. And then basically they're like making out and fall in love.
In no situation. Everyone knows club etiquette and that would never happen.
She wouldn't gotten past security.
What about the part where he like she goes to her house and he puts that thing over her face and then like cuts so she can breathe?
The only thing that would make it realistic is if he was the actual weekend. Like, then I'd be like, okay, right. She'd let him
like,
do that.
Like, no one's
I wouldn't let a random club promoter choke me to death. That's for funsies.
I wouldn't do anything with a club
and
owner.
And he has a rat tail. And they joke, right. Like, you have a rat tail. And I'm like,
It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Like, it's almost like when I saw that guy on the plane.
Wait, we never told them that was during a live show. We have to tell them what you did.
Okay, let me just set the scene for you. If you're with your friend and you see a hot guy in the vicinity of anywhere, you're going to look at your friend and be like, check out that hot guy.
You clock him.
Yeah, of course. So Hannah and I are on a plane. We're sitting next to each other. I see this guy get onto the plane. And like my first instinct to like look at him was like, oh, he's kind of good looking. So I look at Hannah and then I look back at the guy like signaling to her, look at this guy. As this guy is coming to the seat to sit directly in front of us, I don't see him. I only see him head on. Hannah sees side profile.
What do I say to you?
He had a man bun. Without any words being spoken, we both spot the man bun. Not even the man bun. It was like a man
pony.
Pony, but like
he looked like a Chihuahua dog.
Like short hair pony.
Yeah.
And Hannah looks at me and she says, "Babe, you're going through something. Do you want to talk about it?"
I said, "You're in a really weird
you're
place.
You're in a
right
really
now.
Weird place." You must be in
but
a really
at the time,
weird
place. You didn't see it. So you look again. You look at me. You start dying. His thing is poking out from the back. And that is like magician. Like you see the front and you're like, he's hot. You see the back and you're like, I've been bamboozled.
It was
led
such
astray.
A bait and switch. I was like, we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
No, I literally was like, how dark is it right now for you that you are like, what would it be like to fuck a guy with a rat tail on
his
I
could
head?
Never. But you know, like airports. Sexual tension. Everyone in the airport could be my boyfriend.
The funniest thing, though, about The Idol, which I'm going to continue watching, even though people keep posting, like, why am I watching? Like, yeah. People are hate watching, but, like, I'm enjoying it. The actors are good.
I don't think it's that. I feel like I've
I don't
watched
think it's bad.
Way
we've
worse
watched, we've
shit.
All watched way worse. Like, today, I've watched way worse stuff. I do recommend, if you're into, like, religious cult documentaries...
And also The Weeknd. This show's for you.
The shiny happy people on Amazon. I realized that I couldn't get through it because I accidentally was watching the last episode over and over again. And I was like, this show does not make
sense. Wait, you skipped. How many episodes did you skip?
Episode 4. And I kept watching it and I was like, there's no backstory of any of these characters.
You're like, this was shot horribly.
Literally, it was like, it's so bad.
It
but
must be the same
it.
People that made the Zendaya movie. You're like, these people are idiots.
Make sure you click episode 1.
Oh, you just went skipped right to episode 4.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't. But
you
I
had no context.
I was like, there's how they started at the climax. Yeah. I was like, there's no lead
you
up.
You were like, I should start a production company. I know way more.
Yes, and then I highly recommend we pass on. It's called. Look, the Gigglers have too many documentaries to get through. My job is to vet. You go up your nose.
I just wasn't expecting you to say like we're passing.
Look, we're passing on Zendaya. We're passing on, it's called Take Care of Maya, probably by the people who made the Zendaya movie and Shiny Happy People episode 4 and The Weeknd.
We're passing on Maya.
Because it's the saddest story of a mom and her daughter. And people are like, it's so good. Not if you want to ruin your week. Like, I was in such a
if
dark place.
If you want to jumpstart your depression, and sometimes we all need that. This is great.
And I hate to say, like, I could watch something where a woman gets cut into 82 pieces, and I'm like, interesting, fascinating. Let's get to the bottom of this. This thing about a mom and her daughter, absolutely not.
It was too
not.
Much for you.
It was too much. Okay. That's where I draw the line.
Okay.
So don't watch that unless you love sad shit. Well, thank you so much for...
Yeah, thank you.
We really giggled this episode.
Yeah,
and I'll see you guys in... Where am I next? Oh, I have New York City on Thursday, but...
Oh, fuck yeah. Go Badgers.
Go Badgers. Love you guys. Bye.